The Dream, Part 2. Nighttime dreams can be seen as a parable which enables us to better understand the life we seem to be living in this world, where, as Jesus said, we will have tribulation. Since Jesus said that he had overcome the world, we know that it is not something that God created, but rather our false concept of the world created by God. Jesus also said that he was in, but not of, the world, and prayed that would be true for us also. When we know that this concept of the world we are in is not reality, not the world created by God, which is very good, then we are not of it. We can stand to one side, as it were, and see it for what it is, a sort of dream that we are inhabiting, but never for a moment believe to be reality. We have awakened, as Paul admonished, "Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." An interesting thing about dreams, they can be very pleasant, or they can become nightmares. It is the nightmare that is most likely to awaken us. As long as a dream is agreeable, we have no incentive to awaken from the sleep that is this world. That's why we can begin to count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations, knowing for a surety that it isn't God who is trying us, but rather our lust for the things we see in the dream that we think are real. These trials of our faith Peter describes as being more precious than gold, and admonishes us to greatly rejoice that we are in heaviness through manifold temptations, because these nightmares can cause us to awaken to the appearing of Jesus Christ in us as our true identity. Once awakened, although we are still in the dream, we know that it is passing away, as all dreams do. But our citizenship is now above the dream world, in heaven, which is not of the dream. We remain in the dream as long as we are needed to help awaken those in our world, those we are appearing to in the dream who are yet dead or asleep, to their true identity, the Christ, the Son of the living God. As Jesus said, we are the light of the world. We are the ones who bring the light that causes the awakening to take place. To take this parable a bit farther, just as we cannot enter another person's dream and see what he is seeing and feel what he is feeling, neither could God enter into the dream that we ourselves created by our false beliefs about God, about ourselves, and the universe we inhabit. That is why he, in the form of Jesus, descended into this dream world, was born of a woman, born under the law, born into the Hebrew culture, and tempted in all ways as we are. There was no other way he could see what we are seeing and feel what we are feeling. But that Hebrew man Jesus quickly increased in wisdom and stature until he was able to recognize his oneness with his Father, who is also our Father. With that ever-increasing knowledge of God, the knowledge that he was God being expressed as man, Jesus was able to take upon himself the sin of the whole world, the mistaken identity of everyone living in the dream, and allow his Hebrew concept of body to die on the cross, only to be resurrected a life-giving spirit which dwells in every man, thus proving once and for all the unreality of this so-called human life that thinks it is born and therefore must die. As he had predicted, he was back in 3 days, defying every law of this physical dream world, proving the nothingness of what we have believed to be reality. When that quickening life-giving spirit came and took up its abode in all those people in the upper room, higher consciousness, on the day of Pentecost, they went forth in the power of that spirit to turn the world upside down. They rose above the human consciousness into the Christ consciousness, looking beyond the veil of this human flesh into the realm of the unseen, called by Jesus the kingdom of heaven. And to some degree, they brought into manifestation that kingdom in this earth. When we cease looking at the things which are seen in the dream, and therefore merely a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away, and put our focus on the things not seen and eternal, we will also do the works that Jesus did and receive the answer to our prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven."